One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Parpedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports byline studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, get this, approaching 40 years, four decades of radio come this September 2024. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever-so-modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I'm an award-winning boxing journalist. So straight up, I've got a different perspective on the sport of boxing. But you can tweet me if you want. The tweet address, of course, is not Average Pedro. Twitter, X, call it what you want, but the address is not Average Pedro. Straight up, we're talking, of course, the debut of Prime Boxing, PBC Prime Boxing Champions, of course, Premier Boxing Champions, meaning Al Heyman and company, of course, going to do their thing now. It's going to come up with a new date. Of course, Keith Thurman's part of this new date. So is the son of Kosh Jizu. That's going to be exciting. Of course, him coming to the United States, he'll be in a main event in Las Vegas. That'll be against Keith Thurman. So Kosh Jizu's son should be an exciting fight, no doubt about that, because he's coming here to make an impression on American boxing fans. Now, of course, Keith Thurman, a little bit long in the tooth. He's been off for 2 years. We'll talk about that. And all the weed he smokes, that morning on Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll bring in Socrates Palmer, boxing's PhD. And, of course, we're going to go to the U.K., because on Peacock tomorrow, a guy named Joshua Watsi is going to be in the main event against Dan Aziz. It'll be the main event, of course, light heavyweights on Peacock. We'll talk about that more. But he's going to be on the show via Rick Tittle Show. Of course, Rick had him on earlier in the day, but we're going to run that replay at about 40 minutes past the hour. Lots of show to talk about. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the bias breaks.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, If you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Muhammad Ali, thanks a lot. I really
have one more poem about your show. Two seconds.
All right.
I asked how much money was I getting, you know, for taking up all my time. You know, I used to get a little paid for this. And they said, your budget's kind of low and you don't pay too much. So I wrote a poem, and I'm going to close with this. I love your show, and I like your style, but your pay is so cheap, I won't be back for a while.
Just had his birthday. I think it was January 17, 1942. Born Cassius Clay, Louisville, Kentucky. Of course, died. It's been almost a decade now, of course, in Arizona from sepsis. Bottom line is he was a sick man the last couple of years of his life. Of course, talking about the greatest Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Let's take it to the second greatest and go to the East Coast and bring in the Bronx Bomber. I'm talking about boxing's PhD, Mr. Socrates Palmer. And how are you today, young man?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great, brother. How's everything?
Okay, just messing with your volume here because it's going up and down as far as my ears are concerned, but that's nothing new. Bottom line is... So BBC is going to go on Prime. What's going on with that? Of course, Amazon Prime is going to be pay-per-view. How are they going to do that? Talk to me about it first.
Well, I guess piggybacking off of the success Amazon had with the NFL, with the Thursday night games, the live streaming, it seems like it's going to be a similar model. At least you would assume that way. And apparently, most of the Showtime PBC crew members are going to be carried over, from my understanding. And like you said, March 30th, they are set to return, PBC, with the main event, Tim Zhu, son of the legendary Costa Zhu, against Keith Thurman. You may have heard, the last time I think we've seen Keith Thurman was maybe eating breakfast.
No, he was smoking. He was smoking weed out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, hey, only in the world of boxing, you know, you take two and a half years off and you're right back in the middle of a main event, you know. So,
well, he's the chosen one. Hey, Sock, they're having some problems. Sock, they're having some problems. They're having some problems with the Skype here, man. It's not coming through, so they're going to redial you right now. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside. Look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, the word is out now. Dmitry Bivol and Artur Bitabev for the Undisputed World Light Heavyweight Championship. Of course, Bitabev, the WBC champion. He's a monster. He's undefeated now, 20 knockouts. And, of course, the man that slew to Canelo Alvarez a couple fights back. Dmitry Bivol, of course, he's looking for a big win because this is a sort of signature moment. I mean, the Canelo Alvarez fight, fighting a smaller guy moving up, no big thing there. But the bottom line is, if he takes on Artur Beterbiev, Dmitry Bivol will be evenly matched, no doubt about that. It's boxer versus puncher, who breaks down first. Of course, some guys are picking Bivol, other guys are picking Beterbiev. It's right down the middle as far as who's going to win here. Are we ready to go? Let's go back to the Bronx. Bronx Bomb, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
Oh. You know what? The long delay is killing me. All right, I'm just going to let you talk and not try to interrupt you, because when I do, you don't hear it for like a minute and a half. That's how bad the Skype connection is, okay? Can you follow me so far?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keith Thurman, slim and none, slim's out of town as far as his chances are concerned. Tim Zhu's on a roll.
Yeah, this is a retirement fight for Keith Thurman. This is, you know, going to pay off some last-minute credit card bills and right off into the sunset. I mean, there's no way that he's going to be competitive against Tim Zhu after taking such a long layoff. Tim Zhu's on the up, and, you know, Thurman's on the way out.
Okay, the co-feature is going to be, I like this one, Raleigh Romero and Pitbull Cruz. Pitbull Cruz, always, I always thought he was a fat guy fighting one weight division up. I guess they're going to fight at 135. No, we're going to fight at 140. So we'll be fighting 10 pounds heavier than I think he should be. I'm talking about Pitbull Cruz. Who's going to win that one, Raleigh or the Pitbull?
You know, that's a good way of putting it. Pitbull Cruz might be biting off a little bit more than he could chew, going up to 140 pounds. But when I think of Raleigh Romero, I just ask myself, he must be related to somebody. You know, and you know, somebody with a lot of stroke in Vegas, because this is a guy that he's been the benefit of a gift decision. He's been the benefit of an incompetent referee, and boom, he's still in the spotlight, right? So I could see this fight going either way, but yeah, I would have to give the edge to Romero just for being the bigger fighter.
Okay, let me tell you what the intangible here is here. It's Mayweather Productions. I have the WBA. Nobody wants to go against Mayweather Productions, WBA, the WBC. Everybody tiptoes around Floyd Mayweather. Man, you know, I hate to go off subject here, and I'll go back to the subject at hand in a second, but, you know, all week long, the last couple of weeks, I guess Mayweather's been paying for Facebook posts, because I keep seeing pictures of him and Duran and Leonard and Hearns and this and that. Let me tell you, if Tommy Hearns fought Floyd Mayweather, they would arrest him for child abuse when he got outside the ring.
I can't see that happening any other way, bro. You know, and I'm not one that likes hypotheticals, but there's no way that that man.
Wonderful.
Not even, you know, last. Yeah.
We're going to try one more time to call you back, Sock. If this doesn't work, we're just going to say screw it for today. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming up tomorrow, big boxing schedule this week. All kinds of crazy things happen as far as boxing is concerned. Of course, boxing on the Peacock, boxing on DAZN. Not one card, but two cards on DAZN, of course. As I sit here to try to get this together as far as this internet is concerned. The internet's right. We're ready to go. He'll be ready to go in just a minute. Of course, boxing's PhD, Socrates Palmer, comes to us from the East Coast. Now, Haimu McGee and John Ryder will be on the later today, of course, on DAZN, as well as Lewis Crocker and Jose Felix. That's going to be on DAZN. Two different cards, two different locations. The 28th is Triller TV. Is Triller back to ripping people off? I thought they, like, threw a couple of cards last time. It didn't work. Brandon Glanton versus Emil Markic. Is he ready to go? Is he ready to go? No? Oh, bottom line is, this is going to be a nightmare. One of those days where you just... stuff doesn't go right. February 3rd, Conor Benn, of course, banned in boxing for taking performance-enhancing drugs. The son of Nigel Benn, former super middleweight champion of the world. Of course, a man they called the Dark Destroyer. He ended the career of Gerald McCullough in that tragic fight, I believe, in 1995 over in London when the referee blew the call in the first round. McCullough knocked Benn out of the ring, and the referee gave him all kinds of time to get back in. And then, of course, later on in the fight, McCullough will wear down from the fact that he lost about 40 pounds. He would lose 15 to 20 pounds a day before the fight. That's how crazy Gerald McCullough's weight world was. He would go like from 190 pounds, 180 pounds 2 days before the fight down to 168. So he lost all that fluid. And when you lose that kind of fluid and you suffer a brain injury, you're more susceptible to a serious brain injury. In other words, when you get concussed and you've got no fluid protecting your brain, guess what? Your brain's in trouble, no doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA, of course. On the line from the Bronx is the Bronx Bomber. Now, are we got a good connection here?
Sounds good to me on my end.
Okay, it is what it is. Okay. Now, the PBC thing, as far as Amazon's concerned, how are they going to do that? On pay-per-view?
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's going to be a one-time purchase, $30. I mean, they have the experience of live broadcast with the NFL. You know,
Are we talking 30? Are we talking 30 bucks for like one shot, or 30 bucks for forever?
No. I think it's just it's a pay-per-view type of setting. You know, one shot deal. I thought that maybe we could probably get like a network thing going, like the subscription base, like the Zone. But I guess they want to dip their toe in the water, right?
They want to commit promotional suicide. I mean, they don't remember that Devin Haney and Rage's Progress only did 50,000 homes on pay per view.
That was a DAZN, correct?
I'm not sure what it was, but the bottom line is they're looking to break that record. I think they'll do less.
I think you're probably right. I think that's a safe. That I would love to see Caesars or any of these sports books put that out. See if you could bet the pay-per-view buys.
I'm a big fan of Las Vegas. Haven't been going there for like almost 40 years, probably better than 40 years. But the bottom line is Wall Street is taking over, and these resort fees are just killing you, man. I checked into a hotel a couple of weeks ago in Las Vegas, and the hotel stay cost me, I think, $27 a night. It was a really good hotel. I got a deal on that. And then the resort fees were like 80 bucks a night. Exactly. I mean, they're getting over on you. Now, let's talk about Jaime Munguia and John Ryder. Of course, they're going to be rumbling tonight as well on DAZN. DAZN's going to go with two cards, Lewis Crocker and Jose Felix. That's on one bill. And according to FightNews.com, Jaime Munguia and John Ryder is, of course, on another bill. They're coming to us from Arizona. But we'll talk about that after the break. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Are we having issues today? Yeah. You're tuned to Ring Talk.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The sounds of the mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, later tonight, Jaime Munguia, of course, he's a Mexican national. I have accused him of fighting 42 cab drivers, but I've heard he's a part-time cab driver himself. He's 42 and zip, taking on John Ryder. Of course, John Ryder being the guy that went 12 rounds on the day that, with Canelo Alvarez, on the day that Prince Charles was anointed. So that was an honorable performance for him. Of course, he said that Canelo slipped a little bit. But the bottom line is, Munguia versus Ryder. What gives here, Socrates?
I think we're in for a really entertaining bout. You know, I think there's an evenly matched fight. Two guys that are strong punchers, but not devastating punchers. Two guys that have shown decent chins and bad defense. So that's all the makings of a good action-packed fight.
Okay, I just got here. Somebody shot me a text here, and they want to ask Boxing Speech, how do you steal Prime?
How do you steal... well, how do you steal Prime? Well, you make sure you got a good pair of binoculars, and you have a good neighbor who's willing to purchase anything. How's that?
Okay.
That's probably the best way.
But the bottom line is, you know that as soon as they announced they were going pay-per-view, all kinds of minds in the boxing world, do you know what I'm talking about? Those guys said, how are we going to steal it?
Well, listen, boxing is no stranger to larceny and robberies, right? You know, either whether it's by referees or judges, you know, promoters. So, you know, what's another, you know, little petty crime? Right?
Okay, so am I going overboard by knocking Munguia, saying that he's a part-time cab driver and he's fought 42 cab drivers, or maybe he's fought 38 cab drivers? But am I going off on him too much?
I think so. Look, is he great? No. Is he gonna make you think of Salvador Sanchez when you see him fight? No. But he tends to be a really good, entertaining fight, you know, and he's a guy that basically had no amateur background, you know, so he's learned on the job. He's a more disciplined Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., you know, in my estimation.
You know, I was thinking of Chavez Sr. when you brought him up. Of course, he went undefeated and then came to the United States like at 29-0, and he fought Jerry Lewis, one of my sparring partners in Sacramento, California. When I saw Jerry in the ring with him, I said to myself, man, Jerry's going to go about 3 or 4 rounds, maybe. And I think Jerry went 3.
Mm.
Back in the 1981.
And what was that, the Forum?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a great Western Forum, of course, home of all, a lot of great battles, no doubt about that. Now, speaking of J.C. Chavez Jr., is he in rehab? Are they trying to put him in rehab? He's got some coke problems again?
Yeah, you know, I haven't kept up recently, but I did hear lastly, his father put out a statement, and he said that they were attempting to put him in rehab, or to get him, like, some sort of court order, you know, because, I mean, he's technically not insane, you know, to get committed to that. I believe he was also found with a ghost gun, an unregistered firearm in Los Angeles. So he's got a lot of issues going on.
Why do boxers need guns? I mean, boxers and trainers. Bo Mack got caught with a gun in the UK. I mean, first of all, why would you bring a gun to the United Kingdom where guns are known to be illegal and nobody has them, not even the cops, I don't think?
That's definitely filed that under stupid, for sure. I don't understand that either. You know, bringing a firearm on an airplane, period. I mean, unless you're a federal agent, I mean, you're just not going to get away with that. So, I mean, BOMAC's a little heavy. Maybe he thought he could hide it in his lunch. I don't know. You know, but that's not too smart at all.
Okay. Canelo versus Jermell Charlo or the aforementioned Jaime Munguia. Isn't that the way it's going to go down?
You know what? That's the rumor. You know, I saw something that the May 4th fight is going to happen with Charlo and Canelo, which I don't think anyone wants to see.
Here's what's up.
I mean,
up.
In reality, no one wants to see Canelo.
No, but
anyone other than Benavidez.
Yeah, you know, but here's what's up. I mean, Canelo had the 12 rounds of Bivol. He lost that, and he got 12 gift rounds with Ryder because Ryder wasn't that much of a threat. Then he took on the total non-threat. The guy didn't throw any punches. The guy fought handcuffed in the smaller Charlo, and now he's going to take on the larger Charlo. I mean, why? I mean, he might as well take on Daniel in the other room.
Yeah, look.
Sorry, Daniel.
Listen, at least Daniel would try, I think. Look, they're just trying to milk
until the check
cow.
Cleared.
Until they, yeah.
Until you know, the check cleared, and then Daniel will be looking up at the lights. much like Buster Douglas.
When you got hit with that uppercut by Evander?
Yeah, he was looking up. He put his hand up so you know it wouldn't light wouldn't bother his eyes. He covered his eyes. Bottom line, I remember asking my broadcast partner, Mills Lane, did he take a dive? Well, he sure didn't try to get up.
That's a great answer.
Yeah, all right. So Canelo and Charlo, that's three fights. Forget the Bivol fight. Ryder, Charlo, and now Charlo again. That's three fights in a row where they're giving this guy a pass. Why are they giving him a pass? Is there no heir apparent to him? In other words, maybe he's going to do diminished pay-per-view numbers, but still, his pay-per-view numbers are better than anybody else's just about, right?
They still are. And also the fact, how about the sanctioning body that he is their champion holding his feet to the fire?
Never.
You know? I mean, exactly. So, you know, you keep getting away with it. You know, if you let someone get away with something, they're going to keep doing it, bottom line. And it's a shame that Dave Benavidez is the number one contender for now 2 years, and he's like on the outside looking in. And to me, the longer they wait to make that fight, the worse it gets for Canelo.
Yeah.
You know, as a matter of fact, if it doesn't happen this year, it shouldn't happen at all because it's not going to end well.
You know, Canelo should have pulled the Mayweather move when Mayweather did when he fought Canelo. He fought Canelo and was green as guacamole. So you want to fight Benavidez? I would have fought Benavidez a couple of years ago when he was green.
You know what? You're right. I mean, if you think about learning from your mistakes, now that he is in that Mayweather world, right? He's the one with the stroke. Absolutely, he could have pulled that move. And, you know, I think 2 years ago, like you mentioned, I think he had a hell of a shot. When he was on that streak where he was running through Caleb Plant and Billy Joe Saunders, I think he would have also been a little too much for Benavidez, but I can't see Benavidez losing to him right now.
No, and neither can I. I can't. You know what? He's an outsider, but I think David Morrell's got a hell of a shot of beating any of these guys.
That's a guy who. It's funny because now Benavidez and Morrell are kind of playing the game with each other. Well, Benavidez is playing the game that's being played on him on Morrell.
Yeah, but
Morrell is.
They shouldn't have to fight each other. I mean, the bottom line, that's what Canelo's trying to force here, and they shouldn't have to, man. I mean, I don't want to wish bad things on Canelo, but I just wish he would walk away at this point.
I mean, it happened. Look, is he the first champion to pick and choose, you know, when to fight guys at the right time? No. But at the same time, it doesn't benefit anybody.
No, but you can't be himself. But you can't be as obvious as this guy is doing it. It's like I'm doing it in your face.
Right, and I'm very smug about it, very arrogant. It's like, you know, he's been quoted before saying that he's the king and he calls shots. So, yeah, it's at the end of the day, it stinks, you know, if you're the fight fan. But like I said, once again, these sanctioning bodies have to hold these guys accountable. You know, you can't have your cake and eat it too, you know. Morrell, I'm not ready to, you know, go do cartwheels for Morrell just yet. because, you know, he does have fights that can be made, you know, so as opposed to just, you know, going for, you know, the biggest fight there is. You know, there's plenty of fights. I would love to see him and Caleb Plant. I think that's a great test. You know, Caleb Plant, yeah, he lost, but he seems to get better, you know, because he was competitive against Benavidez, going the distance.
Okay, real quick, Triller TV is coming back. Didn't they rob a bunch of people a couple years ago or something like that? Didn't they leave in a scandal?
I don't know. Are they coming back? I know they had that debacle. Well, they were originally supposed to do the Teofimo Cambosis, right? Yeah. And then they had the Tyson Roy Jones. Are they coming back like with legitimate fighting? Or
well, it says Brandon film? Glanton versus Emil Markic, cruiserweight fight, January 28th on Triller TV.
Oh, boy. Let me circle that on the calendar.
Yeah, really. I know, exactly. Exactly.
Of course, wow, where's my Sharpie?
DAZN seems to be, you know, I think they just upped my price. I think I saw a thing where DAZN upped my price the other day. But the bottom line is, of course, they've got some fights coming up on the 3rd, the 2nd. Their schedule looks like it's pretty good, but the schedule doesn't look like it's a great schedule. Now, Teofimo Lopez is talking about winning the fight Terrence Crawford, but he's got Jermaine Ortiz first. Jermaine got a shot here?
I think so, because Teofimo, if you look at his track record, he fights down to guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, Sandor Martin, Cambosis. So, you know, Jermaine Ortiz is a very good technician, you know, and he's rangy. I think he's going to give Teofimo some problems if Teofimo is not focused. So.
Straight up. Let me tell you like this. It's been a tumultuous time with you today because of the internet issues, but the bottom line is I love you. I got to run.
I love you too, brother. Thank you, and have a great weekend.
The great Socrates Palmer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Wendy's new breakfast 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles let you create your own delicious combo. Choose from a sausage biscuit, egg and cheese biscuit, small seasoned potatoes, and a medium hot coffee. But it's obvious which combo's the best. Sausage biscuit and small seasoned potatoes. Well, maybe it's the fresh cracked egg and cheese biscuit with a medium hot coffee. Or two savory sausage biscuits. Whichever you pick, you can't go wrong. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new 2 for $3 Biggie Bundles.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Single item at regular price.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, during Staples' print big sale, get $20 off your print purchase of $100 or more, $50 off your print purchase of $200 or more, and $100 off your print purchase of $300 or more. So the more you print at Staples, the more you save. to demonstrate. Print, print, print at Staples. You save, save, save. But if you print, 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 print at Staples, you save, 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 save. See how that works. Staples Print Big Sale. Print more, save more. Up to $100. Ends 2/10. Visit staples.com/print for details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little East Bay soul, my buddy Greg Adams, of course, a graduate of Westmore High School. Greg was playing like 49er games when he was like 16 years old. That's how good he was with the trumpet. He was out there doing NFL games and Major League Baseball games with a trumpet at the age of 16 years old. Of course, went on and founded the Tower of Power, co-founder of the Tower of Power, and now has his own group called East Bay Soul. Now, coming to us from across the pond, of course, talk about the Peacock Network. Now, the Peacock Network is trying to do a whole lot of boxing. Of course, it's one of the apps from NBC. But the bottom line is Dan Azeez is 20-0 with 13 KOs, taking on the undefeated Joshua Buatsi. Of course, this is a light heavyweight bout coming to us from the Wembley Arena, Wembley, the UK, of course, for the light heavyweight championship and the Commonwealth Boxing World light heavyweight title. The bottom line is let's bring in the champion, of course. Take it back. The challenger, Joshua Buatsi.
All right, Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show professional boxer Joshua Buatsi, and he's going to be taking on his friend. They won't be a friend when they get into the ring at Wembley on Saturday, February 3rd. It'll be against Dan Azeez, and it'll be airing on Peacock here in the United States as well. Joshua, welcome to the program, and I got to ask you, your bronze medal from Rio, where is that? Is that in the safety deposit box, or do you like wear it?
That's somewhere upstairs in my room. But I mean, that's where, if I'm going somewhere and people want to meet me, I take it. Because to be fair with you, that medal wasn't for me. It was for everyone to see. This dream that I've been chasing, I went there and I got it. It's something tangible that they can touch. Because, you know, you always tell people, oh, I'm boxing, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, but they never see it. So for me, the medal was more to show people what I had achieved as an amateur. So it's just in my room somewhere. But yeah, still happy I won it, man.
Well, also, I spent a lot of time in England, and when you win a medal at the Olympics, that's not like America where we're like, yeah, that's fine. In England, they really do bow down and give you a lot of love, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of things came with it. And the maddest thing is, I always say this, my life hasn't been the same since I flew back from the Olympics. My life was one way going to the Olympic Games, and since I've come back, it's never been the same, so it's got some great bonuses.
Great stuff. I know you're from Thornton Heath in Croydon, which is where like Wilfried Zaha is from. I'm going to guess, are you a Crystal Palace fan?
Occasionally. I'm not mad about football, but if I'm to support someone, I'll say Palace as well, yeah, for sure.
Have you been to Selhurst Park? Have you seen the Eagles?
I've been there. My amateur club was literally 100 meters away from there. So whenever they were playing, there'd be cars parked at the wrong places, and whenever they scored, you'd hear the roar from the crowd. So yeah, it's a very local team to me.
So I know you were born in Ghana, so and then emigrated to England. So like at the AFCON now, do you pull for the Black Stars? I mean, are you kind of like you root for the Three Lions as well when England's on the World Cup?
I've been rooting for the Black Stars, but we've had an absolute meh. We haven't done well, so I'm embarrassed you're asking me about it, but nah, we didn't do well this time, but I'm always supporting the Black Stars, man, all the time.
Well, I'm a Tottenham man, so I have respect for Chris Hughton, but I know a few fans wanted to take a punch at him.
Nah, I think this is his first time, so we're going to allow him, but next time we'll be expecting better.
All right, I mentioned Dan Azeez. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys have known each other and been kind of friends for a long time, right?
Yeah, I've known Dan for ages, man. I've known him for years, and I've trained with him for a very long time. And so it has it to be that we're going to meet in an actual fight. We sparred many, many rounds as well together, that's the thing. So it'll be an interesting fight.
You're you know, coming up, you had a lot of first-round knockouts, and then now when you're going through, like I know the last one you had last spring went the distance, Are you more, when they call it a sweet science, are you more of a tactician now as you get older, like more like study the game a little more?
I'll say that I'm learning more of the techniques and the strategies in boxing, whereas when you start, you're fighting people that are not that good, you can do anything and get away with it. But now there's a lot more at stake. The levels are rising. You're fighting full-time athletes as well. So the game is a bit different. But as always, I always say, whenever there's an opportunity to take someone out in the ring, I always do it.
Got to ask you, too, about your fight. Because it's okay to fight a guy in Milton Keynes, whatever. But when you fought in Madison Square Garden in Manhattan, how cool is that?
That was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing, an amazing experience. And it's been crazy where boxing has taken me in life. You know, that was my first time in the States, I think. Yeah, my first time in the States. And it's crazy that it was in MSG, of all places. It could have been anywhere, but it was in MSG. There's been some historical fights there. So to get that and to have that box ticked, it's a big thing for me.
The other thing, of course, that's so outstanding about you, as a professional, you have a 100% record. You have never lost. What is the, I don't want to jinx you, of your 17 professional fights, what's the one where maybe you got the closest to losing?
None of them. I wouldn't say it was the closest to losing, but no. But there was one where my eye was closed in the third round, and it was scheduled for 12, so I sat down after the third. And I thought, my eyes closed. I've got one, just one show from my right eye. Can I survive 9 rounds? I said, I don't know how it's going to go, but at the end of the 12th round, I'm going to make sure I'm the winner. I don't know how and what's going to happen, but after 12 rounds, I'm going to win. Thankfully, I got the stoppage in the 7th round, but that was the closest where I thought, well, usually I'm not the one with a sword in face, but we were going to deal with it.
Last question for you. Being a light heavyweight, a lot of times they want you to go up or down a class. Light heavyweight is where you're at. Is that where you want to stay?
Yeah. Until I win a title, I wouldn't consider moving up or down. I don't think so anyway. So for now, it's light heavy. My next fight is scheduled at light heavy. So yeah, that's where I'm at for now.
Well, everybody, make sure to check out our guest, Joshua Buatsi. He's going to be taking on his friend Dan Aziz at the OVO Arena in London, Saturday, February 3rd, and it's a 12-round scheduled fight. It's going to stream live on Peacock at 11 o'clock a.m. out here in San Francisco, 2 p.m. on the East Coast. Joshua, so great to have you on. Best of luck, my man.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you. Have a good one. Thank you.
Sure.
Joshua with Rick Tittle earlier today, of course, on Rick Tittle's morning show here on Sports Byline. But the bottom line is the kid can fight, but so can the other guys. So this figures to be a good match of undefeated guys going down. Of course, him and Aziz going down on the Peacock later today on coming to us from the UK. Now, somebody asked me, when did Canelo Alvarez win the WBC Super Middleweight Championship? Well, he won it on December 19th, 2020. His last defense was September 30th, 2023. His last compulsory defense, his last mandatory defense was February 27, 2021. So if they allow him to fight Charlo in May, that'll be 3 years this guy has gone without having to face a mandatory contender. That's pretty scary. That's pretty frightening. I mean, come on, what's going on down there? Somebody's got to answer it. I mean, I tried to reach out to different people involved with the WBC. This is sort of like asking Republicans about Trump. It's like, nobody wants to go on the record. Nobody wants to talk about it. The bottom line is Benavidez is the super middleweight interim champion. They made him the interim champion. But the bottom line is Saul Alvarez, Canelo Alvarez, is recognized as the world champion. If this guy's been number one contender for over 2 years, and you're supposed to defend, your mandatory defenses have to be made once a year. Even if you're a super fighter, they have to be made once a year. Now, I can go maybe a year and a half because of the COVID virus, all that kind of good stuff, the pandemic. But 2.5 years and... get this, it'll be 3 years, February 27th, next month, since Canelo's made a mandatory defense. 3 years. 3 years. Do I need to say any more? That smells like day-old cod. It just does. I mean, the bottom line is they got to do something about that because that stinks. There's no doubt about that. Now, Teofimo Lopez, of course, if he gets by Jermaine Ortiz on February 11th, 8th, he's talking about stepping up to fight Terrence Crawford. That would be a pretty good fight. Because I think Lopez is one of those guys that runs hot and cold. He's got a style. He's got some good speed, this and that, but he runs hot and cold. Now, he needs to get hot and stay hot against Jermaine Ortiz. Of course, hot in his last fight when he took out Josh Taylor. Josh Taylor came in the reigning and defending 140-pound champ, but he went home a loser. I always thought that Josh Taylor was, like, overrated. I thought he couldn't win the Golden Gloves or whatever. But the bottom line is, Josh Taylor, I said this week that he's back. He's coming back at 147 pounds. He'll be strong. He'll be bigger. But the guys punch harder. I tried that, bro. I tried from moving from a junior welterweight to welterweight. It's not a smart thing to do. It's just not, because they hit harder and they're faster. They just are. People say, oh, come on, man. They get slower as they move. Nah. Welterweights, junior welterweights, man, those guys at 147 pounds could crack, and they're much bigger than I was at 140. So the bottom line is, well, I'd like to see that fight. Of course, Teofimo Lopez, I would like to see him in Crawford. I mean, that'll be 147 pounds. Crawford's looking for an opponent. Of course, Errol Spence has apparently retired after the eye surgery he had a couple weeks ago for cataract surgery. Evidently, he has some detached retinas, and they let him fight with them. That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that they let him fight with detached retinas and a detached retina, and they knew exactly what time it was going down. They knew he was in trouble, but they just kept letting him go, letting him go, letting him go. And at the end of the day, I just don't know what to say. So I have no idea why I'm seeing somebody else on the screen here as far as WBC TV is concerned. I'm a little confused. But the bottom line is, I guess that's going to come up after the hour. But the bottom line is, I am just totally, like, unbelievably blown. My mind is blown here. Studio's not working. Skype's not working. Daniel's in the other room laughing his ass off. He's laughing at me because he knows down inside that my body's going, oh, my God, I'm cringing inside. When things don't go right around here, you can hear me inside like, ah, jumping off a 40-story building. Ah! That's all you can hear is me falling. The fall doesn't stop. Once things go wrong in a radio or a TV show, they just keep going wrong. And if they keep going wrong, you guys got to roll with it. Man, I got to roll with this. I got to roll with this. I'm trying to be cool. But guess what? The bottom line is, it sort of affects you, no doubt about that. And it is affecting me. I mean, guess we're going in and out. Of course, February 17th, The Zone pay-per-view. Hey, The Zone, you're going to charge your pay-per-view again. Better get a pair of binoculars. Anyway, Tyson Fury and Oleg Usyk for the Undisputed Heavyweight title. How can it be Undisputed Heavyweight title when Francis Ngannou beat him like a girl about 2 months ago? I'm talking about Tyson Fury. Got knocked down, got embarrassed, man. He just got embarrassed. Of course, they're just going to, like, ignore that. It didn't happen. Like Trump and his 91 felony charges, I never got arrested. It didn't happen. Everybody's in denial, including the world heavyweight champion. Of course, Tyson Fury got licked like a stamp. Now, what he should have done right then and there was say, you know what? I got to take care of business with this guy, Francis Ngannou, first, okay? And then I'll take on Oleg Usyk. That's what he should have done. If he was man, he would have manned up. But guess what? He and the boxing establishment decided they were going to burn Francis Ngannou. He was going to walk. He was not. Listen, the MMA world was not going to be able to pull one down on the boxing world by him standing over the world heavyweight champion. It just wasn't going to happen. They were going to, no matter what happened, they were going to make sure that Tyson Fury won that fight last night. Of course, by the scores, he definitely didn't win that fight. But at the end of the day, he's a world heavyweight champion with an asterisk next to him because he lost to Francis Ngannou. Anyway, he's taking on Oleg Usyk. I'm not too excited about that. The co-features Joe Cordina and Anthony Cassase for the IBF 130-pound title. Sergey Kovalev. They still got him around. What, did they put him on life support or something like that? Sergey Kovalev versus Robin Sirwan Safar. It's a cruiserweight. He's moving up to 200 pounds from 175. Good luck on that one. Anyway, and some other guy named Bakhtir Jagalov is going to take it on 2BA. That's going to be part of the pay-per-view card February 17th. Of course, if you haven't found a way to throw away $80, this is a good chance for you. Throw away $80 on that card. If not, watch it on pay-per-view later. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airline airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Check it. You are tuned to the Saturday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we come back with the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, my guests will include the retired HBO godfather, Mr. Larry Merch. Of course, he'll be turning 93 years old come February the 11th. He's in good health. He's in good shape. And God bless him, man. I mean, he's a national treasure, no doubt about that. I'll spend some time with Tim Witherspoon. And I think I'll spend some time with somebody by the name of, I never met her yet, but I hope, look forward to it, Katalia. I hope I didn't, Katalia Chambers. She's with the Golden Gloves in Detroit. Of course, Detroit was one of the original members of the Golden Gloves. It was Detroit, San Francisco, New York, and was it Chicago? There were four cities that were original Golden Glove chapters, but that was one of the four originals. No doubt about that. Motown, of course. Motown Boxing. Can't think about Motown Boxing without thinking of the great Emmanuel Stewart and Kronk Jim and Tommy Hearns and this. And I mentioned a little bit earlier that, you know, if Tommy Hearns and Floyd Mayweather were to fight, that, you know, Mayweather would probably be carried out in a stretcher. I mean, that wouldn't even be pretty. I mean, I can't believe that they keep saying, they keep hyping this time after time after time. I keep reading these Facebook posts, and Floyd's got to be paying for him because it's the same thing over and same dribble over and over again. And Floyd's the greatest. Listen, Floyd was a good boxer. Floyd was a defensive genius. There's no doubt about that. But he hit the hit and not get hit stuff. Guess what? If everybody boxed like that, nobody would watch boxing. I can't figure out how he was able to enamor himself, get enamored like he did with the black youth and the black males in this country. But then again, I think about it, it's all about the money. They see the money, everything else doesn't matter. In other words, the money. When you look at black America, I hate to put it to you like that, but we look at black America, especially black youth, they enamor cash, and cash is king, of course, with Mr. Mayweather. Outside of that, what does he accomplish? He's the guy that has to walk down the street with four or five bodyguards that look like Weight Watchers candidates. I kid you not, big fat white guys. What's going on with that? Why do you have to have four or five big white guys around you walking down the street in Las Vegas? That's your hometown. When I was Muhammad Ali's bodyguard, I never had to protect him from anything. Mike Tyson doesn't have a bodyguard. Daniel doesn't have a bodyguard. Nobody's got a bodyguard. So why does he need four or five? Why? Because people don't like him. Because when he goes places, people insult him. because when he walks into places, people don't feel like, hey, guess what? There's a boxing great. No, there's an asshole in here. That's the way people think about Floyd Mayweather. Bottom line is he is what he is. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Don't forget the Sunday edition. I'll be back for that, and I'll be a little bit more versed for that one than I am for this one. But this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and in association with Veev TV and Twitch.tv as well. Until next time, peace, love, and a lot of respect. If you went through this hour with me, I apologize for the technical and all the other BS, but the bottom line is it happens.